Hello, Bob Boylan.
Good day. It's been a lot of news lately about people passing and
It's been a busy past week or so of music. You went to a lot of shows this weekend. I'm sure the Prince tributes are already pouring in.
Totally replaced the David Bowie ones and everyone, the unlikely bands. I mean, I went and saw Aurora, a Norwegian singer, wonderful Aurora. I love her madly. And Purple Rain.
Yeah.
End of the show. I went and saw a house show with Mother Falcon. Purple Rain.
Purple Rain. Well, you know, it's funny. I was talking with my mother, my 74-year-old mother, about this, and she said, this Prince guy, did he do any song other than Purple Rain? Because that's the song that all the news organizations keep
Is it
playing.
39 albums worth of stuff,
maybe? Yeah, you know, the guy's done a lot.
I'm going to keep the spirit up and keep people out of thinking about Prince and death. And I'm going to play a new song by Moonhooch.
Moonhooch?
Yes.
It's hard to feel down when you listen to the music of Moonhooch.
This song is called Psychotubes. I'm just going to jump right in it. They have a new album coming out. We'll tell you more. Moonhooch. I'm so happy.
That left me a little breathless.
Three guys, two saxophones, one drummer, Moonhooch. They just slay me. I saw them first in 2013. I think it was at the Brooklyn Bowl. I went to see Zongo Junction, and there they were.
Now, you're not much of a dancer, but I've seen you borderline dance at a at a Moonhooch show, which is saying a lot because it's spontaneous. The shows that I've been to see with that band, everyone is dancing. Everyone.
Just phenomenal. You, too, can have that song in your pocket because they're giving it away on their website. All you got to do is go to the Moonhooch website and punch in your address and boom. you have that song.
It's yours.
It's yours. The album's called Red Sky. It comes out June 10th, and I'm just so thrilled. And they're going to tour, and I'm a happy guy.
I have a band that'll work great out of that that has a song title that speaks to a thought that probably every band member in every band ever on tour has probably had at some point. The thought is...
The food is awful.
Yes.
and because that thought, that's exactly what you were going to say, right?
Well, no, not quite, but it's, if this tour doesn't kill you, I will.
It's funny that you mentioned that before you get to the thing that you're about to tell me, because Moon Hooch has a food blog.
No
way. On this food blog, there are recipes for sort of how they stay healthy on tour, because they're
pretty fit guys.
Vegan recipes and stuff, and like the few things you need to carry along with you, you know, to make the food. But they're just amazing recipes, and anyway, that's how they survive tours. And
well, maybe they haven't had this thought: if this tour doesn't kill you, I will. But this is from a band called Pup. Well, these guys have been friends since they were in elementary school, since they were little pups. But actually, PUP in this case stands for Pathetic Use of Potential. Which is something pathetic use of potential, which one of the guys in the band says it's inspired by something his grandmother used to say. Pathetic use of potential. You know, and they have this, as a band, they have this attitude or vibe we talked about recently, that shrug rock or whatever rock. You know, it's like self-deprecating. They obviously have a self-deprecating sense of humor, more self-deprecating than entitled. They put out a record, their debut in 2014. They're about to release a follow-up. The record is called The Dream Is Over. And this song is, as I mentioned, If This Tour Doesn't Kill You, I Will.
If this tour doesn't kill you, then I will. I hate your guts and it makes me ill. Seeing your face every morning. One more month and 22 days. If this tour doesn't kill you, I may. I'm counting down the miles till we leave the state. I'm counting down the minutes till I can't erase every memory of you. For a second, let's be honest. Nothing will clean your filthy conscience. Everything you do. I'm on.
It's supposed to end that way. It goes into that's the opening
just
cut.
Totally killed.
It goes right into the next song. I don't wish you were dead. I just wish that you'd never been born at all, Bob. That song is only two minutes long. 2 minutes and so many change-ups. There's like four or five change-ups in that song. But in this 2 minutes, that 2 minute burst there, it really gives you an idea of the range of this record. The Dream Is Over by Pup. There's power pop, there's garage rock, punk. It's all very, very hooky. And The Dream Is Over, these are words that a doctor said to the lead singer, Stephen Babcock. Toward the end of the last tour, he discovered he had a cyst on one of his vocal cords, and it was hemorrhaging. And the doctor said, well, the dream's over. And the dream wasn't over. He ended up recovering. They've recorded this record. It's going to come out May 27th. The Dream Is Over by Pup.
Love that.
Yeah, you'd love the whole record.
I don't know if the grandmother who said the pathetic use of potential would actually think that that was a use of potential or not. I'm just
they say the members of the band say that, you know, they all quit they were on career track full-time jobs and they all quit to do the band full-time, and they have said that they assume they're basically ruining their lives right now by forming this band and throwing everything into it, but they're having so much fun they don't care. Pop.
I'm just looking over this this raw blueberry pie recipe on the Cooking in the Cave, still on Moon Hooch. Cave music is what they call their music.
Oh, right.
So
yeah.
Cooking in the Cave.
Is that a reference to how they got their start in the metro, the subway?
It could be. You know, you played a song last week by a group that moved from Utah to Los Angeles.
Was that the Moth and the Flame?
Moth and the Flame, right.
Provo.
Right. And this week I have a group that moved from Provo, Utah to Los Angeles a handful of years ago.
If you form a band in Provo, you will move to L.A.
And apparently a great scene in Provo, by the way.
Oh.
I want to play a song by a group I featured a couple of years ago for South by Southwest, one of the 14, 18, whatever, 100 songs I listened to. There's a group called Sego, S-E-G-O, and I love them. And they've got a new record out, came out right around the time we went to South by this year. The song I'm going to play is called Obscene Dream, and it's got lots of that kind of Gang of Four-y stuff that I madly love. Guitar, you know, that is slightly off kilter and offbeat. And the record is called, and I love this album title, Once Was Lost, Now Just Hanging Around. Sego. So Spence Peterson, the guitar player from Sago, that was Sago, told me they moved from Utah to Los Angeles a few years ago. Much of the record once was lost, now just hanging around, is about the push and pull that exists between these two places, these two cultures. This song, he says, sets the album in motion at the beginning. That's the opening cut. Living in a situation where things become stagnant and self-perpetuating, yet comfortable enough to never really want to or need to leave. Ignorance, he says, is sometimes actual bliss.
There's a great line that I kept repeating in that, living an obscene dream but looking for the real thing.
Yeah,
the Bob Boylan story. I heard what you were saying with the guitars, like a Gang of Four. It sounded like times like that song was melting. You know, everything was just sort of warped in it. Love that.
That's Sego, S-E-G-O, and the record's out. Came out the top of March.
I have a band called Sage, S-A-G-E.
Wow.
Sago, Sage, so
yeah,
close.
Just one letter.
Yeah, just a letter. Well, and then I guess you have to rearrange them and... Let's take this part offline. Well, this guy's a French singer, and he probably gets tired of these comparisons, but he reminds me so much of Thom Yorke. You know, his song structures, Sage, the song structures of Sage are very similar to Radiohead, too, but I just mean that they're... It's just very arresting music. Sage is this guy. His name is Ambois Willemé. He's from France. He got to start fronting the band Revolver, which is a rock group, Revolver, and that group's on hiatus now. Willemé is back now as Sage. It's a reference. The name is a reference to the zodiac sign Sagittarius. And so I thought, well, I'll look that up and see what that is. And it says strong and unemotional, but also born entertainers. So he's a born entertainer. His music has these nice polyrhythms, nice moody textures, plenty of surprises. This song from Sage and his self-titled record, Sage, is called Focus.
I cannot speak.
a very elegantly produced record.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Yeah. I wouldn't have thought Radiohead, honestly.
Oh, really? You don't think so? With some of those rhythms and in his voice, especially when he hits some of those falsetto notes, I think, when he sings. Certainly reminds me of Thom Yorke.
But I like
Sage. Sage is the artist and the album name, and so much to choose from on this record. And that was the song that I went with, Focus. It is out. This record is out this Friday, April 29th. You know, I have something that would work really well out of that. Can I just go?
Sure.
You're very giving mood today, I can tell. So let me just go ahead and do this.
I'm about to go to New York. I'm going to be at the Bell House with the Tiny Desk Contest winner, Galen Lee.
Yeah.
On a show called Ask Me Another, which is a show many of you might have heard.
Are you going to participate in any of the reindeer games?
Well, here's the deal. Nobody knows this except you, but I cannot.
You're not a game player.
I really don't like games. Quizzes and
trivia
and trivia stuff. So I told them I'm glad to be on your quiz show if you don't ask me any quizzes.
Only Bob Boylan would say, "I'll go on your game show if you promise not to play any games with
right,
me."
Right, exactly. Yeah. So that's the hope.
Well, we got to get you out of here so you can get on your train to New York. So let me get through this quickly. This is Ryex, just another singer with like the one we just heard with a beautiful falsetto voice. His name is Rye Cumming. He goes by Ryex. He's from Australia. If Stephen Thompson were here, he'd say, you know, you really ought to download the Austin 100, although you can't download it anymore. But Ryex was one of the artists featured earlier this year in our Austin 100 list. Ryex got a start. He was playing in punk groups and grunge rock groups. And if you listen to this, you'd never know that that's where his roots are. He released an EP a few years ago called Berlin, and now he is back with a debut full-length that is about to come out. The new record is called Dawn, and this song from Ryex is called Howling.
Hot nights coming. Keep the car running. Me howling.
Saying blush there, blush, B-L-U-S-H, a song that Rye X originally wrote with the Berlin musician Frank Wiedemann, Howling. It is now appearing on Rye X's debut full-length Dawn, and it is out May 6th.
Let me take you out on a song premiere by a group called Summer Cannibals. We've played them
before
in our
like
show. The name, I think I've mentioned before, the name comes from a Patti Smith song. Hmm. I think Fred Smith, her husband, wrote much of that song. Anyway, Summer Cannibals have a new album coming out, and it comes out on May 27th. It's called Full of It. On this song I'm going to play, the closing track to the record, it's called Simple Life. And I love the words because they sort of express this desire on the one hand to have something, the simple life, the simple love, and then on the other hand, like, oh, there's so much out there. It's that tear.
Wow, boy, tell me about that.
Yeah, so it's kind of really well put. Let's see, what else? Let me just mention that we will be in D.C. because that's where we live. Isn't that exciting? Yeah.
No, just wander around. You might run into us. You never know.
And coming to D.C. to meet us is Carrie Brownstein.
Yeah.
And you and Carrie and I will get together for a book event. She's a chapter in the book that I wrote, Your Song Changed My Life, and we're going to talk about it. We'll talk about her amazing book, which is called
Hunger Makes Me a Modern Girl.
It's just a fantastic book.
It really
if you
is.
Have not read it. Yeah. And we'll talk for a while and have
that's
some fun.
That's the Sixth and I Synagogue
in
if
Washington.
You're in town.
And that's on May the 2nd.
Yes. It's a Monday.
And then I'll be in Chicago for a Tiny Desk Contest event with Galen Lee again.
Galen Lee.
And Power Bottom are going to be there,
which
is going to be just awesome.
That is awesome.
So that'll probably, all that stuff is probably somewhere to be found on the NPR Music website. But I'm going to play this by Summer Cannibals, Simple Life. Take care, Mr. Hilton.
Thank you, Bob.